Angela, this is not what the Democrats had hoped to be dealing with 13 days before the election. The broken promises of Obamacare. President Obama said your premiums will go down. Now we know that next year premiums on average are going up across the country 22%. This is something that certainly Donald Trump has been bringing up and that Hillary Clinton will have to tackle.
Yeah, I think it's not just Hillary Clinton who has to tackle this, it's also Congress. The reason we are in the position that we're in right now, frankly, Allison, is because Republicans fell short of their promise to repeal, which is what they said they wanted to do, and replace.
But that's not what... But hold on a second. President Obama promised that if it were passed, premiums would go down. So that has nothing to do with Congress. They passed it. And premiums are going up.
I hear what you're saying, and I would say as someone who was a former Congressional Hill staffer, Capitol Hill staffer, I actually know what happened in this process. And the fact of the matter is, Obamacare was never a perfect solution. It was put in place, and I think President Obama, in good faith, said this, thinking that Republicans would act in goodwill on behalf of the American people to ensure this would in fact be the case. Instead, they tried to repeal Obamacare 60 times.
But is that why premiums are going up?
I think it has everything to do with it. The reality of it is because if you don't work to ensure that something is the best possible solution for the American people, there are going to be holes. When you have insurance companies that are a part of a marketplace and they don't feel like there's any real place to go, you struggle. I think, thankfully, with Hillary Clinton's proposals, she now has a solution which would give a tax credit to people who are paying more than 5% of their income on medical expenses.
Okay.
But we don't need to repeal it.